He Said, She Said, also known as Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. Thank you very much for asking.
Probably better than me. I just got back from a tour and I'm just completely wasted.
Well, you look like you are too. Sorry, no, he doesn't really.
Thanks a lot. I'm telling you, sleep deprivation, it is truly catabolic. It just wastes mind, body, and soul.
Absolutely. It certainly does, especially when you're playing sports.
Now, what is this? I'm out there, you know, preaching to people about the health, but, you know, what am I doing?
I know, honey. I know. You got to walk the walk.
Hey, but at least someone's benefiting. So I hear you were in, where, Cranbrook, B.C.?
Cranbrook, B.C., southeast B.C., that boasts most sunshine of any of the B.C. cities.
Now that's in the Kootenays.
That's in the East Kootenays.
East Kootenays.
That's right, in the Rocky Mountains.
Now I hear people are kind of weird out in that region.
You do ya? No way, man. Awesome people. It's a wonderful lifestyle. And I think you're probably saying that because I was raised in the Kootenays. I think that's just a little dig, ladies and gentlemen.
So you don't reflect the average person out of the Kootenays?
Well, I don't know. I feel very, very much at home when I go there.
What's the difference between the Kootenays, say, and the interior of BC?
Well, the interior...
What, like the geography? There's mountains. What about the lakes there? There's some nice fish.
There's mountains and lakes and fishing and lots of camping, fifth wheeling. Everybody's got a fifth wheel and they're into tenting. And it's just awesome. Everybody's got truck too. That's what's pretty cool.
So people are into the outdoor lifestyle?
Yes, absolutely.
What about the air? Is it fresh and clean?
I notice it when I get off the plane. I notice a difference. It's a little drier for me than when I get off the plane in Vancouver. It's a little moister.
What about the allergies? Now, when you get the allergies here, when the pollens and the changes occur seasonal, do you get them in the Kootenays?
I don't personally know. My bones feel good. It's a higher altitude, so I get a little bit of a breath sometimes when I'm training, but that's just a little
So it is true that the environment, the external environment, does affect our physical health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. It affects mine.
And where you live might create problems, and if you changed your location, you might not have to live with those problems.
That's right. Hint, hint. Let's move to the Kootenays, honey.
No, I was thinking about having you move there and me staying here. You know, if you relocate, then I'll stay here and have some fun.
Oh, really?
Anyway, tell me about this hockey team activity that was going on there. I know the Memorial Cup was won by, what, the Kootenay Ice?
The Kootenay Ice team, absolutely. And I hate to say this, but I'm really not a hockey fan per se. But what really struck a chord with me is the excitement that the Kootenay Ice created. They won the Memorial Cup, which is a junior hockey national championship and apparently one of the hardest trophies in sport to win. The excitement of Cranbrook and the fans, and they actually have an entourage of fans that travel with them throughout Canada. It was on May 26th on a Sunday when they won the championship. And what struck a chord with me was the fact that the radio stations and everybody was all excited for these young men, 16 to 20 years old we're talking about here, and who have already played 102 games in the season. That's a lot of games, a lot of hard work and a lot of discipline. These boys are gentlemen. And they're courteous. Everyone who comes in contact with them says that they always demonstrate good sportsmanship. And you know I'm a stickler on sportsmanship.
Yeah, but what I'm concerned about is, did you come into contact with these young boys?
Unfortunately, no.
I know what these people in the Kootenays do. They go to the bars. They drink this Kootenay ale.
That's right, man. You better believe
and
it.
And celebration time or what? So they did a good job.
They did an awesome job. I guess they had a slow start for the year, but apparently they just came right out of nowhere. And like the team captain says, it doesn't matter what we did in the past. It's where we're now, and we're the champions now, the Memorial Cup champions. Another thing that I enjoyed about this hockey team was that their head coach had also won a Memorial Cup himself in 1987-88, back-to-back Memorial Cup champion, Medicine Hat Tigers. So he knows exactly firsthand what it's like to win. And he's very proud of his young men and tells them to just enjoy the moment. Also, too, the general manager, Jeff Chenoweth, and the ice president, Ed Chenoweth, I wonder if they're brothers. I hope I said their name right, their last name right as well. They believe that it comes from the top, the head office. These boys with their discipline and their hard work, and they walk the walk. And when they get out there, they know they have a job to do. And I like the fact that they know it comes from the top. So they can't do any kind of good job.
Well, you know, when a fish stinks, it always comes down from the head, right? So In this case, I think
when
we have.
Why did you get such a good sense of humor? You're making me laugh. We've been married too long. I'm starting to enjoy his jokes.
No. I'm telling you, I'm functioning on hot air and thin air. I'm not sure what it is, but I've been in the planes too long.
Oh, gosh. But the tough, tight schedule that they had, and they used to win the President's Trophy and the Memorial Cup, was defense first and an explosive offense. And it does require a lot of hard practice. And each game that they did was with discipline, and they had a lot of locker room, dressing room, resiliency, and character that they proved out there on the ice. And another thing that the group of people that I was with, my sister Lee and her husband Gord, they had a group of people over. They were so excited that when they won the trophy, the ice captain, Jarrett Stoll, he took the trophy over to the fans, who were probably wearing suit and ties, because that's just sort of what they do. They wear suit and ties rather than jeans and T-shirts. He took it over to the fans and showed them the cup. So these young boys, I shouldn't say young boys, these gentlemen got out there and they really are excited about their fans, and they are thankful to have the fans. And that's what it's all about. I know a lot of these boys have a great career ahead of them professionally.
Well, that's where the NHL and professional hockey draws a lot of its players from, isn't
it? Exactly.
From junior hockey.
And I certainly hope that these guys are going to be, they are right now ambassadors to the sport. Because like you know, I'm a real stickler again, like I said, about sport and how I don't see a lot of sportsmanship in sport today. So I just certainly hope that these young guys can keep it up.
Yeah, well, with girls around like you, I'm sure they can keep it up.
Anyways, I hope that they can keep up their ambassadorship by showing good manners and proper discipline, the hard work, to keeping their health intact as well, because they have a long, hard road ahead of them for training and keeping on the road, as you do as well. You know what it's like to have sleep deprivation. So I certainly hope these guys keep up the good work.
Well, I'm sure they
certainly,
will.
Certainly deserve all the recognition and a good pat on the back. Keep up the good work, boys.
Okay, so that's the news flash from the Kootenays.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to talk about next time? How about Argentina and World Cup soccer? Are you on the ball, dear?
Am I on the ball? I'm a hardy har on the ball. No, this just struck a chord with me because of their sportsmanship-like behavior and how excited they were about their fans as well.
Yeah.
And it really brought together the community of
hard sportsmanship and good sportsmanship-like conduct.
Mm-hmm.
That was more important than even their ability.
Right.
But it's nice to have an athlete with tremendous ability and the talent that goes along with the right attitude.
Mm-hmm. Because they're up-and-coming stars. And these are what our children look at. These boys are role models, and they are heroes in other young kids that want to be sports stars.
Right, okay. So along with good nutrition and a good coach and skill training, you've got to have the right attitude in sport.
Yes, absolutely.
And thus, with that right attitude, it gives sport a good name. And
yes,
it helps our children reflect upon the value of sport itself and really the principle of sport in essence.
Well, I mean, I wrote that article and it was talking about how these kids get into the sport because of the love of sport. But what happens is once they get into the professional, the money aspect of it, it becomes very political that they actually end up to hate the sport after a while. And that's a shame when that happens, because it really shows when they're playing that they're not very happy because of their conduct.
No. Well, life is a sport, isn't it? This is what I was telling some of these people on this recent tour. Said, life is a sport, the function of which is not to win, but to have fun.
Right.
Question is, are you having fun?
Fun, fun, fun. That's what it's all about.
Okay, well, let's go have some fun.
Okay, honey.
See you later.
Ciao.
Please turn to slide 2 for our special guest interview.